As we continue the conversations happening, continue to cover the conversations happening all over the country today, we turn to New Orleans and Times-Picayune columnist Lolis Eric Eli, who says that as Barack Obama ascends to the presidency, his hopes are up, but so is his guard.
Hi, my name is Lolis Eric Eli, and I'm a columnist for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, Louisiana. In the 1950s, my grandmother fought to establish a middle school for black students in Gretna, Louisiana. In the 1960s, my father was a lawyer for the Congress of Racial Equality, the NAACP, the Black Panthers, and Rap Brown. So I have a sense of the history of this moment, the idea of a black man having actually entered the Holy of Holies in terms of not only American politics, but of world politics. I have difficulty sharing the euphoria that a lot of my friends seem to have at this point. It's been interesting to me to hear how much of white America has rushed to declare a kind of victory in Obama's election. In fact, one email I got claimed that Obama's election marked the end of white guilt. And I could only respond by asking, what were white people feeling guilty about, and how has Obama's election changed that? You know, if this guilt stemmed from our nation's failure to elect a black president, then American men should still feel just as guilty about our failure to elect a woman of any race to the presidency. And also, since his nomination, Obama has moved gradually more and more to the right. And for progressives in general and for black people in particular, we have to be very vigilant in watching him, just as we would any other elected official. There's nothing inherent in the blackness of his skin that would suggest that he would remain consistently in support of the goals and objectives that we often share. So like my mother says, you gotta watch, fight, and pray. And if you don't watch and fight, you better pray.
He's done plenty of all of that. Lolis Eric Eli, columnist for the New Orleans Times-Picayune newspaper, who's also our contributor here on The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.